We shall fight with growing confidence and growing strength in the air. We shall fight on the beaches. We shall fight on the landing grounds. We shall fight in the fields and in the streets. We shall never surrender until, in God's good time, the new world, with all its power and might, steps forth to the rescue and the liberation of people.
In times of universal deceit, truth is the only rebellion left. On today's show, we discuss the news story that refuses to go away. No, it's not the 2020 presidential election. No, it's not the claims of voter fraud and the recounts. It's COVID-19 and the ongoing quarantine and lockdown of the American people. I'm Dr. Everett Piper, and this is The Rebellion. Welcome to today's edition of The Rebellion. Today's topic, the topic that all of us are sick and tired of talking about. No, not the election, not the recount, not the claims of voter fraud. I know that's been so prevalent in the news lately that you might think that that's what we're going to discuss today. But no, we're going to go back and revisit the most distasteful news story of the year as far as I'm concerned, and that's COVID-19. All of the fear-mongering. All of the big brother overreach, all of the quarantine, all of the silencing of dissent, and the censoring. If you dare to share an article or an opinion that's critical of the government narrative with regard to how to handle this particular disease, and it is a disease. I'm not a COVID-19 denier in any stretch of the imagination. I'm a true conservative. I believe in pursuing the truth. And I believe that truth includes scientific, empirical fact. That's what conservatives do. We don't continue to claim that the Earth is flat. We actually agree that it's not. It's a sphere. And that science should prevail. But we also don't worship science. And we don't dub the scientists in our culture to be the high priests of society now. We actually have minds also. And we can think critically. We can analyze the data. We can express ourselves logically, and we can debate. And we shouldn't be kowtowed into silence just because somebody waves their medical degree under our nose and suggests that somehow we're stupid and that they're the bright ones, they're the intelligent ones, and that we all should just be quiet and accept their every edict over our private and public lives. That's my problem with the COVID response, not that the disease is a hoax or fraud. It's not. The disease is real. But are we handling it the right way? Are we balancing a proper and prudent response to the medical facts and the science of the disease and what we're learning about it over the course of the last several months with the political realities of these people that have learned very quickly that if they can just scare us, if they can scare us with the word that there's a new pandemic, a new virus on the loose, that they can control us to the point where we will all just stay home and hunker down in our little homes, forego Thanksgiving and Christmas celebrations, not travel, not communicate with one another, not go to church, not sing in the choir, not even sing a hymn. Oh, how dare you sing a hymn from the pew? That we must social distance regardless of the facts, regardless of the logic, and regardless of the science. We'll do what we're told. So that's the story for the day. But I'm going to approach it from a positive perspective, because there's good news. There's good news, and maybe you haven't heard it yet. I'm going to share a couple stories. One is a social aspect of COVID-19, a political aspect, if you will, and how people, business owners in Buffalo, New York, are finally reacting to the pandemic and the government overreach. Another is a story about some research that just came out of Wuhan, China. And then I'm going to close today's show with a letter from an emergency room nurse. It's the perfect response, the perfect close. It's the perfect response for all of us as we try to figure out how to handle this COVID-19 news story, as well as the science and reality of the disease itself. But before we get into any of that, let's go to the housekeeping of the day, and you know the routine. If you'd like to subscribe to The Rebellion, remember that you can do so by going to patreon.com/DREVERETTPIPER, Dr. Everett Piper, patreon.com/Dr. Everett Piper. Please consider joining The Rebellion as a subscribing member, and if you subscribe at given levels, you can get a free autographed copy of my national bestseller, Not at Daycare, The Devastating Consequences of Abandoning Truth. You get a monthly newsletter, and also you're involved in a monthly Q&A session live on Vimeo. Consider joining The Rebellion as a subscribing member to help us keep paying the light bill and keeping The Rebellion growing and building. We're very happy with the growth trends that we're experiencing right now. The analytics show that we're gaining thousands and thousands of new followers each month, and we want to keep that trend going. So consider joining as a contributing member, a paying member, a subscribing member of The Rebellion by going to patreon.com/ Dr. Everett Piper. So back to today's story, COVID-19. Now there's a great story, and I'm going to read most of this straight from the Daily Wire. They've got an excellent summary of what just took place this past week in Buffalo, New York. Now, New York is the land of Andrew Cuomo, king of how to handle a pandemic, even though Andrew Cuomo refused to use the hospital ship that President Trump sent into the harbor of New York. He refused to accept the assistance from Donald Trump because he wanted to politicize the whole event. And Andrew Cuomo, as you know, is notorious for sending senior citizens back into nursing homes after they were proven to have the disease, thus contaminating other people within the nursing home, contaminating the entire facility, quite frankly, and spreading the disease and causing death as the result. But Andrew Cuomo is the king of how to conquer COVID. He's also the king on how to tell everybody else how to live their lives. Now, the interesting thing is New York is a land of we'll tell you how to live your lives. Remember that Bloomberg is the one who tried to make it illegal for you to have a soda of a certain number of ounces or above in the state of New York. Actually tried to do that. Make it illegal for you to have a 16, 24-ounce, 36-ounce, I don't remember what the magic number of ounces was that you were going to be allowed to actually buy and consume in the state of New York. Actually, it was the city of New York because it was Bloomberg. It wasn't the entire state. So in the city of New York, New York City, you could only have a certain number of ounces of Coca-Cola or Pepsi or Mountain Dew. And if you wanted to buy anything of a greater amount, you couldn't do so. It was going to be illegal because Bloomberg knew what was good for you. New York is also the state where I remember when we would go to our cottage there during the summer for a family camp that we would routinely, well, annually be part of, I couldn't take sparklers with me from Oklahoma across the border into New York. I couldn't take sparklers, not firecrackers, not fireworks. I couldn't even take sparklers into New York because New York in its wisdom had decided that they were dangerous and that children couldn't run around on the 4th of July with sparklers in their hands. New York is notorious for trying to tell everybody else how to live their life. Also notorious for exorbitant taxes, I might add, but that's a different story for a different time. But in the state of New York, Buffalo, the city of Buffalo to be more precise, this happened this past week. I'm going to read the story from the Daily Wire. The title is, New York Business Owners Kick Out Health Department, Sheriff's Civil Disobedience Starts Now. Here's the story. It became apparent on Friday night that some business owners in Buffalo, New York, have had enough of the arbitrary coronavirus-related restrictions handed down by Governor Andrew Cuomo that are killing their establishments and hurting their employees. Gathered inside Athletes Unleashed Gymnasium in Orchard Park, that's near Buffalo, I assume, a number of business owners refused to comply with a health department official and the Erie County Sheriff's Department as they entered their facility. The business owners who taped the interaction, it's actually got a video out there and it's excellent, you got to watch it, who taped the interaction told the health department official and the sheriffs to go get a warrant and leave their private property. This is exactly what all of us should be doing. That isn't to deny COVID. It is to say to the sheriff, and it's to say to the health department, it's to say to these government bureaucrats and elected officials and people that we pay through our taxes to serve us, that they need to follow the law. They have no right to enter into anybody's private residence or private business or private property without a warrant. And these people, these business owners that were meeting at this health club, told these health department officials and the sheriff's department to go get a warrant and to get off their private property. And to cheers from the business owners, the authorities complied, leaving the gym and the front of the business, videos then showed. According to the reporter from WBEN, I assume that's radio or television, there were about 100 business owners meeting together before they were reported by an anonymous person. Somebody outed them, somebody narked on them, back to the USSR, back to Red China, back to the Soviet Union and Cuba, where your neighbor is going to be paid or encouraged to narc on you for violating government regulations. That's happening now all over the land, and it happened in Buffalo, New York. Back to the story. According to the reporter from WBN, there were about 100 business owners meeting together before they were reported by an anonymous person for exceeding the Cuomo edict of no more than 10 people in a gathering. At the beginning of the video, one of the men calmly tells the government officials that unlike them, their income does not come from the taxpayer and that they must stay open in order to live. Huh. Businesses must stay open in order to make money and survive? Huh. What a novel idea. I've seen clients die, said the business owner, because they've lost their livelihood. I'm asking for you guys to have some compassion for the people that have lost everything. We do have compassion for people who've lost everything, the female health department official responds. Go get a warrant, another business owner interjects firmly. This is private property, and you are not wanted here. Do your jobs, he tells the sheriff, adding, your job is to remove people who are not wanted here. He's telling the sheriff to get these people off his property because they're trespassing. You should all be wearing masks. How come you don't have masks on? One of the sheriffs asks. Don't worry about my health, the business owner responds. My health isn't your concern. It's a government mandate, the sheriff insists. It's the law. Catch this. This is the way all of us should be responding right now. The business owner tells the sheriff, it's not the law. The state mandate, the statewide mask mandate, is an executive order from Cuomo, and it never passed through the legislature. You have to leave, the business owner repeats. You guys have to leave. And another man then tells them, you guys need to leave because right now you're trespassing without a warrant. You need to leave. Mass civil obedience starts now. Someone else shouts, you don't get to violate the Constitution, the officials are told. You don't circumvent or subvert the Constitution. This is exactly what we need to be doing. We are a land of laws. We're not a land of kings and individuals. We live by the law. We don't live by edict. And the sheriff's department has to follow the law. The health department has to follow the law. The mayor has to comply with the law. And Governor Cuomo has to do likewise. He is bound by the law just as much as you and I are. And he is violating the law by trying to tell people where they can meet and how they can do so. And he's also violating the law if he or anybody else sends in the sheriff's department or the health department onto private property without the proper procedures being honored. And one of those procedures is get a warrant. And if you don't have one, get out. You have no business being here. And these business owners actually told these people to do that. And they were in their right. They were well within their rights to do so. When will this stuff stop? When will this overreach cease? When will Governor Cuomo and Governor Whitmer and Governor DeWine and Governor Newsom, and the list goes on, when will all of these governors and these mayors and these little Napoleons who think that they can tell us how to live our lives stop? When you and I and everybody else in our community rises up and says, get a warrant or get out. That's not being irresponsible. That's not being a science denier. That's being a citizen of the United States and exercising and holding on to and defending your legal rights. Let's take a break and acknowledge our sponsors. And when we come back, I'm going to share a positive story in terms of research out of Wuhan, China. And then I'm going to conclude with a letter from an emergency room nurse who nails it and summarizes the whole COVID issue spot on. I'm Dr. Everett Piper, and this is The Rebellion. We'll be right back in a couple minutes. Welcome back to The Rebellion. The summary of the first half of the show is simply this. If you don't give up your rights voluntarily, they can't be taken away from you. You have constitutional rights, and the sheriff and the health department can't enter into your private property without a warrant, without the proper paperwork. And your governor can't just issue edicts from on high and declare them to be law. There's a legislative process. He's obligated to go through that process. These business owners in Buffalo, New York, recognized all of this. They exercised and defended their constitutional rights and said, you don't have a warrant, leave. This is private property. And what happened? The sheriff did, the health department did. They also said Cuomo doesn't have any right to tell us that this is a law when it's not. It hasn't gone through the proper processes. The legislature has not even voted on this. Don't tell us it's a law. These guys knew what they were doing. It's not uncaring, it's not unloving, and it's not unscientific for them to do what they did. This is what all of us should be doing. And when we do, they will back down. Until we do, they won't. That's the summary of the first half of the show. Now, good news. Out of Wuhan, China, research just comes. Over 10 million people were eligible to participate in this particular project, which was a project to assess the asymptomatic transfer of COVID-19. We've been told over and over again, gotta wear a mask, gotta wear a mask, gotta social distance because of asymptomatic transmission. This is an unusual virus. It's transferred asymptomatically. It scared the heck out of all of us because we've never had to deal with this type of contagion before. Well, guess what? This research out of Wuhan, China, disproves all of it. Over 10 million people were eligible to participate out of Wuhan, and 9,800,000 of them did. 9,800,000 people were tested for COVID-19. And of those tests, they found a certain number of asymptomatic positive tests. In other words, you tested positive for COVID-19, but you had no symptoms. You were asymptomatic. You were healthy. You didn't feel bad. You weren't showing any symptoms. You were living life as normal. And if you hadn't been tested, you wouldn't even know you had the thing. And we know that that's more prevalent than that. Here's the thing, and I'm going to read a quote from this research out of Wuhan, China. All close contacts, I'll start over again, all close contacts of the asymptomatic positive cases tested negative, indicating that the asymptomatic positive cases detected in the study were unlikely to be infectious. I'm going to read that again. Did you catch that? All close contacts of the asymptomatic positive cases tested negative. In other words, all the people that were in close contact with asymptomatic positive people, all of those close relatives, friends, all those individuals that were in close contact with asymptomatic positive cases tested negative. All. I repeat, all. One more time, I say it. All. All of the close contacts of asymptomatic positive cases tested negative, indicating, and I quote, that the asymptomatic positive cases detected in this study were unlikely to be infectious. That's an understatement. Unlikely? All of the close contacts tested negative. It puts to rest this asymptomatic transfer. 9,800,000 people involved in a Wuhan study just demonstrated the fear of asymptomatic transference is basically zero, should be zero. All right, let's conclude with this. A letter from an RN, an emergency room RN. I think I have time to read the whole letter. Here we go. You can know that COVID is real and still recognize the manipulative and corrupt narrative stealing the spotlight. You can sympathize with those who are sick and still be outraged at the skewed numbers taking over our screens and our Google searches, including false positives, presumed positives, and the deaths inaccurately and carelessly declared COVID related to the name, related in the name of money. You can be in favor of targeted protection for our vulnerable populations and still stand up for the right to maintain medical freedom. You can mourn the lives lost and still mourn for those who have lost and are still losing homes and jobs and proper education and access to family and support systems. You can feel the burnout of working through a real pandemic and still be infuriated by the over-exaggerated threat and fear-mongering agenda driving panic and overcrowding the emergency rooms. You can empathize with those choosing to stay home for their own well-being or that of a high-risk loved one, but still disagree with mandatory lockdowns, curfews, mask mandates, and school closures that are lacking the science to back them. You can continue to ask questions, seek the truth, and stand up for your rights without being a conspiracy theorist. It doesn't have to be one side versus the other. It's not that simple. If you start to recognize the hypocrisy and inconsistencies playing out, keep asking questions, keep doing your own research beyond bought and controlled major media outlets. It's your right to have access to the whole story, the real story, and decide for yourself how you want to move forward. This is attributed to Lindsay Reed, an emergency room nurse, and it's making the rounds on the internet right now. Her point is perfect. You can love your neighbor. You can care for the elderly. You can take care of those in your own household or in your own church or even in your own business who might be more susceptible, might have comorbidities, and therefore they should stay home and they should stay somewhat quarantined because they might get sick. But yet you know that those people who are under 60, under 50, under 40, under 30, under 20 are increasingly less vulnerable to get sick. And even if they do, there's a 98% likelihood that they will be fine afterwards. These are scientific facts. Don't let anybody tell you differently. The unfortunate thing today is we're being shamed into complicity. We're being shamed into silence. We're being shamed into marching lockstep with the government narrative, with the woke millennials and Gen Zers who think that you're somehow an evil person if you don't wear a mask in the right way, at the right time, in the right place. And how dare you selfish Christians demand your right to go to church? You're going to kill grandma because of your selfishness. Jesus wouldn't want you to do that, would he? This is a false narrative. It's a false decision. It's a false distinction. And this nurse is pointing out, you can ask questions, seek the truth, and stand up for your rights without being a conspiracy theorist. It doesn't have to be one side versus the other. It's not that simple, she says. If you start to recognize the hypocrisy and inconsistencies playing out, keep asking questions. Keep doing your own research. Don't accept the bought and controlled major media outlets. Don't accept what they say. That's being a classical liberal. Be liberated from the mainstream media. Be liberated from the collective narrative. Be liberated enough to be a classical liberal and say, whoa, I've got my hand up right now. I want to ask a question. Don't just move on and ignore me. Don't enter into my private property without a warrant. Don't tell me that it's the law of the land when it's not. It hasn't gone through the legislature, therefore it can't be law. Raise your hand and say, wait a second, the science that I've read, the research that I've done says that 10 million people in Wuhan have been involved in a recent research project. 9,800,000 of them were tested for COVID, and there were zero cases out of 9,800,000 where there was any evidence of asymptomatic transference of this disease. So why the heck do we have to wear masks all the time in Oklahoma or any place else? Masks that are dirty, masks that are not sanitary, masks that have been used over and over again, masks that have been pulled up and down over our faces, set on a table, set on a countertop, set on our driver's seat in our car, put in our pocket. Why in the world are these masks effective in any stretch of the imagination at stopping anything? We need to ask these questions, and you're not a science denier or an unloving, unsympathetic, anti-Christian for doing so. Like this nurse says, it doesn't have to be one side versus the other. It's not that simple. It's not that simple. I'm Dr. Everett Piper, and this is The Rebellion.